Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A 30-year-old Eagle River man was in Vilas County Court Monday for his initial appearance on two homicide charges. The charges are the result of an incident in early September on Wall Street, resulting in the shooting death of Connor Stevens. Jeremiah Solis has been charged. Vilas County District Attorney Martha Milanowski filed a charge of homicide by firearm with having a controlled substance, marijuana. A second charge is homicide by negligent handling of a dangerous weapon. According to the criminal complaint, Officer Mark Collins was dispatched to East Wall Street and saw Solis applying pressure to a gunshot wound to the upper chest area of Stevens. Stevens was transported by emergency personnel and later died. During questioning at the Sheriff's Department, Solis admitted having two drinks and smoking marijuana that evening. He indicated he allegedly bought the Smith & Wesson 40 caliber pistol at an Eagle River gun show. He allegedly said he went to the Vilas County shooting range and fired 40 shots, saving 10 for the clip. The complaint indicated he wanted to show the gun off. The report says he allegedly pulled the trigger and it fired, hitting Stevens. Defense attorney Al Moustakas indicated they would waive the time limits for a preliminary hearing and would file motions on the sufficiency of the complaint asking for a dismissal. Vilas County Judge Neil Nielsen set November 13th for the next court appearance. The need for registered nurses continues to grow in Wisconsin. Tim Morrissey reports on one school's effort to change that.
That's prompted the UW-Madison School of Nursing to launch a program that allows people who already hold a bachelor's degree in a different subject to get a nursing degree with one additional full year of intense instruction. The needs of Wisconsin's aging population and the changing demands of the healthcare system are driving the new program, according to nursing school dean Linda Scott. She says the nursing school right now is graduating about 3,000 nurses per year, when about 7,000 more are needed.
So if you look at that data and extrapolate it to, say, 2040, we will have a deficit of somewhere around 27,000 nurses in the state.
Scott says 86% of the nursing program graduates continue to live and practice in the state, and graduating more nurses through the new expedited program will help address the shortfall. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
Oneida County Land and Water Conservation has received a grant money to help shoreland landowners preserve their shorelines and in so doing help preserve water quality. County conservationist Michelle Sadowskis says the grant is for $40,000 from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for lakeshore restoration projects. The property owner partners with the county to preserve up to 35 feet of the shoreline.
Our number one goal is the water quality. Our cost share process is something there where we have state monies that we share with homeowners that the homeowners will pay some of the cost, and the cost share monies help out that project cost. And as I said, our number one goal is protecting water quality, which is so very important up here in the Northwoods.
While homeowners at times will mow their fronts to the water line, experts say a small buffer in natural vegetation will help preserve water quality. Sadowskis says the grant will help facilitate that work.
There's a lot of different practices. We help with riprap, native plantings, rain gardens. There's a lot of different practices. We really like to focus on native plantings. Rain gardens are great with helping slow the flow of water from upland into our lake. And some of those practices, those moneys are available to help with those types of projects.
Landowners must sign a 10-year contract to keep installed practices on the landscape. If you want more information, we have a link along with photos of current projects at WXPR.org. And it's said to be a howling good time, but it's also a fundraiser for a very serious cause. The third annual Bark in the Dark is set for Saturday near Rhinelander. The fundraiser benefits the Regional Relay for Life of the Northwoods, helping cancer patients in Oneida, Forest, and Vilas counties. American Cancer Society Community Development Manager Diane Geis details what they do.
It is a Halloween party for you and your pets. So the dogs will be enjoying tricks and treats, and this is a fundraiser, as I said, for the Relay for Life events and the Bark for Life events. We have a variety of games, which include a scavenger hunt, bobbing for hot dogs for the dogs, and bobbing for apples for the owner.
And we have more detailed information about the event on our website at WXPR.org. The event is Saturday, October 21st from 6 until 8 p.m. at TLC Dog Training Facility on Lake Thompson Road, east of Rhinelander. And the weather forecast for tonight, look for clear skies, low 39, Tuesday sunny, high near 67. For Wednesday, sunny, high near 66, and another nice day on Thursday, sunny, high near 61. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe and call in your pledge of support here at 715-362-6000, 800-236-8292, or online at wxpr.org.